Welcome back here to Let's Get Local. Freddie and the boys keeping us some company today. We just heard from Rock at MoveNet Madison. We've got other guests coming up second half of the program, and I'm excited to talk with them and get back to focusing on local businesses. We have some events to talk about with Dame by Local as well here. But before we get to that, I'm going to step aside, not as a Dame by Local board member, not as someone affiliated even with the station. And I'm just going to be myself, Jason Hafeman, concerned citizen of our community, of our country. Today I'm wearing a shirt. If you see the video on Facebook, it's for the Ben Jackson Foundation. Very cool local organization started with a very specific purpose to support veterans. Many of you probably don't know this, but I'll share. I worked for a nonprofit here locally, Project Home, for over 13 years before coming over to the team here at Devil Radio officially just recently, which I'm excited about. And in my time at Project Home, so Project Home is a local private nonprofit, operates some government contracts for individuals in our community to assist them with accessibility modifications, home repairs, and then also energy efficiency upgrades, and primarily people who are struggling financially. But there was a gap. There was a gap, and there was a need. And in my time there, in my role as outreach manager, I had some flexibility and some ability because we're a local private nonprofit and don't have to answer to some, you know, big overarching organization to enact some things quickly. If we could find money, if we could find local support, if we could find a way to bring another program, another service out there, then we had the ability to do so as an organization at Project Home. And that was a passion of mine. And one of the projects I worked on and helped enact and create was called Serving Those Who Served. It was a Serving Those Who Served program, assisting low to moderate income military veterans with adaptations to their homes, with repairs in their homes, and also with energy efficiency upgrades to bring down those bills. And in the process of creating that program, there are many local partners that help make that happen. And again, another reason I'm so passionate about supporting local business and local organizations is because when I reached out more than 6 years ago and went on a campaign to create a program that didn't previously exist and filled a need in our community for our veterans, local businesses, local partners, local organizations were the ones that responded first, were the ones that got behind it, that helped it become reality, helped take it from the idea that I saw in my head to veterans' homes to make an impact. I'm just one person. Lives near Madison, South Central Wisconsin, right? Wisconsinite all my life. Now I had to be connected to a nonprofit that had the structure and the ability to do those things in order to make this program a reality. I relied and needed support, financial support. I couldn't fund this myself. I needed community to come together to make it happen. But I did that. And here we have, at the federal level, political games being played with way more resources than I ever had, way less work that it would have taken to enact something as simple as casting your vote yes, and for revenge, spite, political gain, whatever. This is your answer, Republicans. This is what you do. You decide that's more important than trying to put something impactful out there that might actually help. So I'm not going to drop expletives like Jon Stewart did, although he certainly warranted to do that. But I'm steaming on this one. And I'm not even a veteran. A lot of people think when I was enacting this program and fighting to build it, the Serving Those Who Served program, the first of its kind in the state, by the way, at Project Home, it was created. And when I was doing that, everyone assumed that I had served, and I didn't. But what I did have was personal experience with my grandfather, who was a service member, had injuries after his service, had to have amputations made, and couldn't stay in his home because it didn't work for a person that needed to get around in a wheelchair. So he ended up in an apartment, had to lose all of his land, lose his house, and he didn't enjoy the last couple years of his life being there. I know veterans are not perfect. They're people. But they are people. We'll be back after the break.